Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. You're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel, and it's time to talk, yes, a little money.
Yes.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Stephanie just witnessed me almost falling out of my chair.
It's Friday Eve. We can do what we
Friday
want.
Friday Eve. I was like, please. Right. I'm going to knock everything over back here. All right. Just clear the area because I'm super excited. I remembered to bring
your
coins.
Treasure.
And I told everybody, I gave y'all a really good heads up. If you have any questions, yes, I know. Everybody always wants to know silver. Everybody wants to know gold and silver. We get it. I feel like, well, how much do you think these bad boys are worth?
Hey, Buffalo Wooden Nickels. Those are the bomb.com. We give those away.
Do you really? Yes. Okay. This one's from Canada.
Those are fun. I don't know if I've seen very many Canada ones. Dad has a whole box of tokens, so we don't give a lot of the little buffalo or wooden nickels away. But
this is crazy. Richard Stanley from Canada. Apparently, he's the guy who was distributing these. And this is really interesting. So Stephanie's from Emerald Coast Coins. And if you all haven't been over there off of Creighton Road, it's literally right down the street here from the station. It's so much fun. There's so much to go in and look at. It's like, actually, it's a really good place to go for if you're a homeschool parent or grandparent, or you're still doing virtual and you feel like your kids have missed out, take them over there for a really cool field trip.
Yes. Just a break in the monotony of homeschooling, for sure. It's great to get away. And
okay, so we have a text in. It says Canadians use maple syrup and hockey pucks as currency.
It's going to be one of those days.
I can't. I just cannot. That's
nope,
amazing.
That's fine. Awesome.
I honestly, listen, I actually, these aren't, I'm going to go ahead and admit it. I took these from my husband's stash. He had them. We have a really cool shelf in our house. This is no longer about Emerald Coast Coins. This
it's
now about me. No, we have a really cool shelf in our house, and it displays treasures to us.
Yes.
A picture of Pensacola Beach. We have a really cool tin that has an antique set of poker cards.
Fun.
We have an old camera, of several of them, actually.
My dad
was a photographer.
Loves old cameras, and I love old cameras.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to bring mine in next time.
Oh my gosh.
Because this one is a Canon, I believe it's a Canon 740 from like 1985.
Oh my gosh.
So it's something special too. It was one of my dad's first cameras, and he was a videographer and a cameraman for years.
That's so cool.
And so we just have these things displayed. And so I noticed my husband had left some coins and different things, and some of them might not mean anything. I don't know who this is. Saint Christopher, be my guide. Oh, this is like that's from a rosary.
Yes, that's from, yes.
That's pretty cool.
That is
though.
Cool though.
But it looks
I do see
like,
a lot of those.
Yes, and then I think that he saved several. Now, the 2021 coins. Are we seeing any of those roll out?
I have seen a good bit of the quarters, dimes, and half quarters and dimes and pennies in general. Like I've seen 2021s, and I've seen like in my store. Obviously, we've had some 2021 silver eagles in the store. We're running low right now because silver took a little dump at the beginning of the week.
Okay.
So when silver and gold take a dive, everybody like wants to rush in and buy stuff.
Okay, why do you think that it took a dive?
End of the month, end of the quarter. So okay. I think. Had something. I'm not a financial person, so I don't know how that stuff works out. But
right.
I think it had to do with all that kind of stuff.
Sure,
it's rebounded. a little bit today. But everybody's like, yay, let's buy, because everything's down. So everybody came in and wanted to buy what we had.
She's making a comeback. It's okay. And you never know, like, what, you know, each day will hold at this point. We just look at the stock market. You kind of just wake up. You're like, oh.
That's it. Oh, that's where it's at today. Okay, thanks.
It's a fun day, but really it's not. So right. you just never know what could happen. And if you have a coin or something that you would like to share, it doesn't even have to be a coin, something that you have in your collection. I was talking earlier about the, what is the line that is drawn between like collections?
Yes.
And hoarding.
Oh, I don't know what my husband would say about that, because I have a great collection, in my opinion.
But what do you like to collect outside of
coins? Mm-hmm. Oh, Disney. Yes, I have a lot of Disney things and books. I collect a lot of books.
What kind of books?
I collect, well, I like vampire novels and
really
Anne Rice and
okay,
of course, you know, the Twilight and not Twilight and
right.
Dean Koontz. I was a big Dean Koontz reader growing up. So
look at, I know. Okay. So I appreciate books. In fact, when my aunt passed away during COVID, she passed away from cancer, and we weren't able to all gather. When we finally were, in November, it had been 9 months almost, and she left our kids an entire collection of Black Beauty. The dog. What's the dog's name?
Oh, like Lassie? Old Yeller? No, Lassie.
Lassie. Yes. Yes. All those.
Oh,
all the, like original prints.
That is awesome.
And so, I mean, I feel like I shouldn't share this. Don't come rob me. But I like that stuff.
I do too. I do. I have some older books that my mom had given me. I couldn't tell you. Like Brothers Grimm.
Yes.
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 So I do have those. And then I have books. I have a friend. I just met her on the internet, but her name's Poppet. And she's got some super awesome, like crazy thriller books that she's written.
Nice.
And I love her books. So I buy a lot of her books.
That is too fun, though. I mean, yeah. And I feel like there's something different about books, though. And I know we're going to talk about coins. And please take a picture of them. Send them in. But having like that thing that you collect,
yes,
is something fun.
It is. And so I, books swaying over to coins, I do have books like on how to take pictures of coins and stuff. Like if I were going to put them on the, you know, internet to show people or whatever, because I would like to. I love photography.
Cool.
I'm not super awesome at photography, but I'd like to improve.
Right.
You know, I started back in high school, so the Pentax K1000 was like my first camera, of
nice.
Course, you know, right? So and moved over to digital. So I like to try and hone what I love and take that into the coin world. So
right.
I bought books on that as well. So I have those kind of books lying around. I have all kinds of little books.
That's awesome.
But lots of Disney stuff.
Okay.
And stuffed animals. It's
or
fine.
Disney coins. I know and we talked
I
about that.
I do totally have Disney coins, but those aren't out for display.
Okay.
Those are kept tucked away for me to just love.
That's right. I mean, but what's on a Disney coin?
So on the Disney coins, I have anything from Mickey Mouse to Snow White, Lion King, Hercules.
No way.
Oh my gosh. I lots of Star Wars, because I am a huge Star Wars buff, as you know, by the tattoos I have
that
on
is
my
fun.
Arm. Yes.
Did you hear, I shared a story the other day, by the way, since we're talking about everything, there's
yes.
a story about a bride and or a fiance and her soon-to-be husband who were arguing because he wanted a full-blown Star Wars ceremony, and she was like, no.
They totally should do it.
I mean, I could see you. I could see your opinion on it.
They totally should
I
do it.
I think they're, like, you know, going to find some common ground and negotiate, but
I mean,
yes.
his groom's cake should totally be Star Wars at the very least.
At the least.
At
just
the
give
the
him
very
that
least.
If
yes.
you're listening in
you know, his
England.
Groomsmen's, I mean, yes, right? Like, you know, he could have little lightsaber, like, bustier things or
right?
I mean, come on, like I could work it, even though I am not a party planner at all.
Listen, we could make it happen.
We totally could.
I do. I want to know. I always like to ask this. Have y'all seen anything cool in the store over the past couple weeks since we've seen each other?
Let's see, the past couple of weeks, it's been not super, let's see, nothing that's super crazy have come out, just because it's been gold silver lately. And we've been busy with that. Like, we'll have like a slow day and we're like, great, we can get things done, spring cleaning, this is wonderful, except for today, because it's like 30 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Not really, but it feels like it.
Yeah, that wind chill.
Exactly. So, and then we'll be busy. Everybody wants to buy. Everybody wants to buy gold and silver. We have decided, on that note, I'm going to segue. We are changing our store hours temporarily.
Okay.
At least for the month of April, possibly May, we're going to be Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And closed on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Till we find some help.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So y'all are hiring.
We are hiring.
All right.
I know.
So, and it... just a teachable person.
Teachable person.
With a good record, probably.
Yeah. That'd be beneficial. Teachable person with a good record. You know, somebody who's willing to learn. If they like coins, that's a bonus. It's not, you know, you don't have to, but anybody who's into education.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always fun.
That's awesome. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
All right. So I do want to know, other than gold, silver, we have precious metals.
Yes.
I have heard, just out there in the talk of the people, yes, that it's on the rise right now.
It is on the rise. So like I did say, it did take that little dump earlier this week, and everybody was coming in to purchase. It is rebounding today, so it's on the rise back up. I wish I knew where it would go, which I get that question daily when people come in to buy or sell. They're like, I don't know what I should do. And I'm like, I wish I could tell you.
Right.
Like, I can only give you my opinions on what I would do.
Sure.
I will buy and sell, you know, I will buy all the time because it's going to go up and it's going to go down constantly. Do I know what the future is going to hold? No, I don't. I am not a psychic.
No. It would be pretty cool though if you had that option at the shop too.
It would be so great.
Just saying.
You know, everybody keeps saying it's going to go really high over the next year or two.
Whoa.
You know, like if $100 for silver and even more for gold.
That seems like a lot.
It seems like a super lot,
but
I don't think so.
Gold seems pretty high.
Gold's higher now than it was a few days ago. It's at $1,730.
Yeah.
And that's only up about $20 from where it was, like I said, yesterday.
Okay.
And silver, you know, it was just over $25 last week, and
it looks like she's hanging it around that area.
Yeah, she's pretty steady.
I love that we talk about them in genders. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 10:17 here in studio. We're chatting with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. If you have a picture you want to send it in, we also love to see your puppy.
Oh yes, always. We
pictures.
Love the puppies.
We do love the puppy pictures. 437-1620, or maybe you want to take your gold coins, precious metals, maybe some old engagement or jewelry, whatever it is.
All of that.
Take it in.
We'd look at it all. We always, we're always there to offer information. You know, we're education and information first. We are not a pressure people at all. You know, we're here to educate and give you information first and foremost. You know, we want you to be confident in your decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a guy come in just a couple of days ago. Today is, Thursday.
Right.
Just a couple of days ago. And he was like, oh, I'm not sure. I'm like, dude, you have no worries with me. You take it home and you think about it. You know,
right.
this is where we're at today. I think prices are going to change. It's, you know, it's the end of the month. If you want to give it a week or two and see if it bounces back.
Right.
Then, you know, and he's like, that's a great idea. So I told him that he could go to our website, you know, emeraldcoastcoins.com, that we do have a ticker at the bottom of our website.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And that he could see where the gold and silver prices are, so he could keep tabs on that for what he was wanting to sell.
Sure. I do have to say it because I'm just taking a look online.
Yeah.
It looks, I mean, so is it normal for the gold ask to be higher than the platinum ask?
So when gold and silver had the crazy boom back in 2010, gold got higher than platinum, and it has not, it hasn't changed since.
Okay.
So platinum used to be higher.
Okay.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Because, like, I mean, platinum, palladium, whole movement became a thing because it used to be gold was like, you got a gold ring.
Yes.
That's what you did for your engagement ring. Gold, gold, gold.
Exactly.
And then, you know, 2000s,
Yep.
Silver made her debut. She was like, hey.
What's up, queens?
That's right. She had her moment.
She did.
And then platinum, and then the palladium mix came in as well. And so I feel like now classic gold is making its real comeback to stay.
I think so.
And there's so many different like colors, shades. I don't even know. She's the professional. But somebody does want to know, do y'all sell gems loose or just in jewelry?
So we do not sell jewelry at all. We are not a jewelry store. What we do is we purchase the stuff if it's broken or unwanted. We don't do any of that anymore. We don't do that at all. We just buy it if it's unwanted. And then after, we hold it for 30 days because we got to make sure that you're being a good citizen and that I'm following the rules of the police department.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes off and gets melted. So we are not in the game of selling jewelry.
Okay.
You know, I always tell people, you know, definitely check, like, you know, places like pawn shops and stuff. I hate to say that, you know, like that word. It's not, you know, it's not a bad word, but gosh,
how dare me.
But, you know, because you can get nice jewelry for better prices. Anyways, I'll just stop there.
No, y'all can bring it in and people can sell it to you.
Yes.
So it can be broken down.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's just the thing. It's
Look
nothing
at
bad.
That baby.
I know. So we have one of our faithful listeners, Michael, texting in a picture of that's Corby.
Corby. He was,
oh my
adorbs.
Gosh, look at that face. Happy little guy. Look at that tail back there too.
I know, it's so fluffy.
You can only say that about like a dog.
You can.
Look at that tail back there. Sorry.
It's okay.
You can't say that about anything else.
No.
But, I mean, he's rather, like, cleaned up, and then he has this amazing bushy tail. So yes. Sweet. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. And you can go in and visit the adorable pups at yes. Emerald Coast Coins as well. Take the kids in. Especially, it makes it easier when you're trying to come in and get something done.
Yeah.
Bring the kids in to hang out.
Yes, bring the kids in to hang out. Not only do we have Sophie and Sugar, every once in a while we get to bring Duncan up there, and Duncan loves the littles.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
And the littles love Duncan, and he's great at entertaining. Even though he stays behind the counter, he likes to, you know, he likes to entertain.
He's part German Shepherd, long-haired, right?
He's full German Shepherd, long-haired Shepherd.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, he's precious.
And he will be two this month. Oh, my gosh, it's April.
It is April.
Oh, my
April
gosh.
1st.
It is April 1st.
We have arrived. I don't know if it's a he or she, but we have arrived to April.
April is here.
And so the year is going fast. And the other thing is, too, spring cleaning.
Ugh, yeah.
They're not into it? Okay.
But it's okay.
If you find something and you want to take it in
but
and
yes.
see if you can make some money for the spring.
So, yes, that is, even though I ugh at spring cleaning.
Right.
And I have been slowly doing it at home. It's amazing the things you can find. I have found so much. For me, it's just change at my house, and you can just turn it into vacation money.
That's true.
Because we're finally getting to that point again mm-hmm. that we can go vacation.
Yeah.
Like,
hopefully.
Out. Hopefully. I think it is. I'm saying yes. We're putting it out to the universe that, yes, we can go vacation again.
Right. Well, and I have to say, like, I've been looking for, like, drivable weekend getaways. Like,
yes.
have one planned far off in the distance to visit friends in Naples.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I like a good vacation, too. Like, taking a plane, I miss it.
Yes,
I do miss it a lot. But one of our listeners even recommended Wakula Springs, and it's less than 4 hours away. So, and that
Ooh.
Was featured, I guess, in Bella Magazine for the month of April, which is pretty cool. And so, yeah, people are looking to save up or put money away. If you find change, throw it in a mason jar or a bucket.
Yeah, mason jar bucket sounds great.
I
won't tell you what I keep my change in.
No, now you have to say it.
My husband and his friends get together every year and do their fantasy draft picks, and they go through a good bottle of Jack Honey. So,
yum. All right.
It's pretty full.
Listen,
of change right now.
Somebody recommended that for my allergies the other day.
It would be great.
I'm just saying. It probably
I wouldn't say drink the whole bottle like they do. However,
that might be an interesting morning after. But
yes.
I definitely
will.
Well,
if you share, you'll be okay.
That's true. Always better to share.
It is always better to share. Mom just texted me and said Duncan's birthday is on the 7th of April.
Okay, so it's next Wednesday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to
Happy
Duncan.
Happy birthday to Duncan. He will be 2.
That's our Emerald Coast Coins Duncan. Yes. It's almost his birthday. And it's... We are like hitting all the markers today.
We are
in our segment. I'm so proud of us.
We've been so good,
and we didn't laugh too much. It's
no
almost 10:25 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 16 more.
We were doing so well.
I'm not going to look at you anymore while I do this. Let me try that again. Good morning is what I was trying to say. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 16:20. We have so much fun with our Emerald Coast Coins friends. I always love seeing even people text in their pictures of their wheat pennies, the coins that they have from like their family members that have passed down.
Yes.
And like it's become a family heirloom and it's something special.
I do. I love that. I love getting the pictures and the questions. Even when they talk about like their metal detecting questions, even though I have no idea. And I always usually like call dad because dad knows.
Right.
And dad always laughs. He's like, everybody ask you questions. I'm like, I know.
Right.
You guys are forcing me to try and get better about it.
Maybe dad, if you're listening, you should come in and hang out with us.
I might get him in here in a couple of weeks. We'll see.
I'll buy you coffee. That's the deal. or whiskey, if that's
whatever.
The deal.
Yeah,
whatever the deal is, we just want people to know that we have a place right down the street where not only can you take your gold, silver, precious metals, your family heirlooms, and just to show them off a little bit, take them in, take your kids in, your families, go and stop in and see.
Yeah.
You guys have an amazing like inventory as well.
We do. We have a lot of old coins that date back from 449 BC to current. I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
An old one.
That is. That's my favorite. It's still there.
That is. What will that run a person?
$1,300. That's why it's still there and it's not at my house in my inventory.
Right. Okay.
Because I have kids and
keep
four dogs.
Saving
and
those
a husband.
Pennies.
That's
you
it.
Can't go on vacation.
Nope. Right now, I'd rather go on vacation.
Am I right?
Right.
I feel you on that one. No, it's totally understandable. But there's so much to look at.
There is so much to look at. And we always have fun. So
my favorite is like one of the, I'm going to just say a samurai sword or something like that. I know it's not. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. What did we have? We have dad has his little collection of metal detecting finds, but he has a bayonet and then a sword. And it's a World War II sword or something, which he did not find. Yes.
Yes. And he told me he did. I'm just teasing.
It's totally
samurai
fun.
Is just such a fun thing.
It's
like,
way more fun to say.
You know, like you just pull out like your samurai sword. Okay, guys, look at my collection. Or like a Davy Crockett knife or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's, old school picture, like all kinds of fun things in there. So
much. Or if you're looking to, you know, Bands on the Beach is coming up this week.
Yes.
You're looking to start heading back to the beach once a week at least to be able to go see them.
Yes.
Go ahead and go take a look at the inventory or the possible metal detectors or sand scooper
the
strainer.
Sand scoops, yep.
Thingies.
Dad laughs because we always talk about the sand scoops too.
They're my favorite actually.
I know.
Of everything.
He says that.
I know it's probably abnormal, but they're my absolute favorite out of everything because not only do you find like, well, you can pick up trash,
right, which is always great.
The fish hooks, mm-hmm. fishing hooks really bother me because my kids, you know, they could step on them and get hurt.
Yes.
So we like to go along the shore and scoop everything up and
exactly.
clean up our area.
Yes.
But I also love finding the shark teeth.
Yes.
And then if we get lucky, finding the sand glass?
Yeah, the sea glass.
Sea glass.
Yes.
Sometimes you can find it here on the Gulf Coast. If you get out there really early in the morning before there's been a lot of disruption and you
really?
Take your scoop out there. Oh, yeah.
I watch videos of this girl finding sea glass and I'm super jealous of her.
Where is she?
Up in Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. What up? Okay. That's all right.
Of course, right?
Yes. We do have some pretty good sea glass up there, especially in the Cape May area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I before the bridge got totaled.
No comment.
It's going to be a minute. Just hang in. We used to love taking that drive at like 4:45 in the morning to be able to watch the sunrise and then go along the beach and pick up things that people left behind.
Nice.
And look for stuff.
Yep, exactly.
So maybe you're looking to just bring up a new hobby and get into it. Yeah. Emerald Coast Coins.
Metal detectors are there. Just call us, 473-1515, 1811 Creighton Road. New hours starting next week, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Close Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Let them. And then if you're looking maybe for a part-time job.
Yeah. We're definitely looking for at least 1 to 2 people.
Okay, 1 to 2 people. So make sure you look them up. You can swing in 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right?
Yep.
And put in an application, see if you have a good fit there, learn something new.
For sure.
And maybe you'll get to meet me.
Yes.
Isn't that special?
Hey.
Now they're like, never mind. They're we're like, not.